Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amarni Rosh Yechiyo, for Yisachar Mordechai ben Rachel, Rachel Masoch Masei Adav, Shmuel Yazar Reis Shana, Rachel Masoch Masei Adav, Varam Espen Shana Reizel, Rachel Masoch Masei Adav, and get the Masoch Masei Bukhain Tzvi, Rachel Vaslach Yvukhay Yotzeh Chalatzeh, Rachel Yom Melea, Beis Nitor, Morib Rabbi, Agon Agadol, Mufla Mufla, of Manzatzal, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Vayomer lemech linashav, adav itzila shema'an koli nishay lemech ha'azena imrasi, ki ish harakti lifitzi v'yeled lichaburasi. Lemech said to his wives, Ada and Sila, listen to my voice. The wives of Lamech, heed my speech. I have killed a man for my bruise and a child for my wound. This is a very enigmatic verse. See momentarily what Rashi says. Ki shivasayim you come Kain, v'lemech shivim v'shiva. If Kain will be avenged sevenfold, then Lemech 77-fold. Rashi explains that the Lemech's wives separated from him from having intimate relations because he had killed Cain and Tuvo Cain, his own son. Lemech was blind, explains Rashi, is all Rashi, and Tuvo Cain would lead him. The latter Tuvo Cain saw Cain and thought him to be an animal. He therefore told his father to draw the bow, and thus Lemech killed him. As soon as he learned that it was his forefather Cain, he, Lashon Rashi is, Hika kaf el kaf. He slapped his hands together and struck his son between them. He couldn't see. And killed his son too. And his wife separated from him. They don't want to be around such a guy. And he wanted to appease them. So he said, Shman Koli, hear my voice, obey me and return to me. For the man I slew. V'chi isha she'arakti l'fitzi ne'arak. V'chi ani patzati v'meizid she'akoroi apetza al shmi. The man I wounded, it's my wound. I did it b'mezit, that it should be called after my name. V'yelad asher harakti l'chaburasi ne'arag, through my chabura. Was it my blow? Was it directed intentionally? No. It wasn't premeditated. It was inadvertent. So it's not my wound. It's not my blow. And then Vayter, in the next pasuk, Rashi says, what do we do without Rashi? Ki shivasayim you come Kain. If in the case of Kain, who killed with premeditation, says Rashi, the punishment was suspended for him until the seventh generation, that's when he got it. In the case of myself, who slew inadvertently, doesn't it follow that it should be suspended for me until many seven generations? Shviyos harbe. Shivim v'shiva, Rashi says, is many, many sevens. As harbe yesh ledakdek b'zeh. There's a lot to understand in this matter. What sort of tiny is it from Cain? Oh, Cain, they waited for him for seven generations, so for me for many generations. Is there mass upon him here in the world? Is there not punishment? There's punishment in the world. There's law and order. There's justice. In other words, he wants to have a lighter sentence. But ma pitom that he should get a lighter sentence. There's law and order in the world. So, you're going to be saying that les din and les dayan? That there's no judge and there's no judgment? Of course there is. Like Rashi says, Vayter, he says that this that I said until now is Tanchuma, Medrash Tanchuma. But the Medrash Rabba doesn't mention that Lemech slew anyone at all, and only states that his wife lived apart from him after they had borne children, because Hashem's decree had been issued that Cain's descendants should be exterminated after seven generations. They said, why should we bear children only to be destroyed? Soon the flood will come and sweep everyone away. Manu anu yoldos lebehala. Did I kill a hevel who was a man in height? B'yelad b'shanim. And he was a child in years, that my descendants should be exterminated on account of this sin, the sin of Cain who killed Hevel. If Cain who did kill had his punishment suspended till the seventh generation, I who have not killed, does it necessarily follow my punishment should be suspended for many seven generations? When Rashi says that Cain was a child in years, so what he's saying is that he couldn't have children, and that's why Cain was punished with Kilion Zaro, Mida Keneged Mida, that he wasn't allowed to make Peros, because as a punishment for what he did to Hevel. And then he says, "Uma Kain shenitla l'shviyis shivadoros." Kain was so guilty; he was waited for 7 days. Anisha lo arakti, I who didn't kill. So for me, it's going to wait for many sevens. Bizeo kalvachomer shel shtus. This is a foolish kalvachomer. Rashi says, "Why im kain ena kadosh baruch hu goves chovu makaymes diburo." What, Hashem isn't going to exact punishment? In other words, if Cain's seed is supposed to be destroyed, Cain's seed is going to be destroyed. So what sort of business is this? Oh, I'm not guilty, so Mimela. It's going to be, the punishment is going to be carried out. There's din v'cheshbin in the world. Just like we say over here there's a din in the world, so too, according to the previous parish, there's a din in the world. What does he mean? If Cain is seven generations, me, it's going to be many sevens. Maybe Cain, there was a special favoritism from Shemayim, but there's still din and cheshbon in the world. And therefore, if he killed, so he's going to have to pay the price. So what is Lamech talking about over here? Implying that he's not going to be punished for many sevens. Yes, he will. And it's a wonder that Rashi only writes the second Kalvachomer as a Kalvachomer of Shtus. The first Kalvachomer is also a Kalvachomer of Shtus. The first Kalvachomer that Rashi brings, that if Cain was seven generations, I'm going to be many sevens, is Shtus. There's judgment in the world. And therefore, he's going to get punished. And his wives were right for separating from him. And then maybe Cain was a special case. But in general, yesh din v'yesh dain. So don't learn from Cain. Cain's a different case. Every case is different. Every case is shown on its own merits and demerits. So you might get it immediately. And then also he makes a taina that he's shogeg. So no, it's not my fault. I should be punished. It shouldn't be called. It's not my petza. It's not my chabura. Since I'm shogeg. So his taina is, since I'm shogeg, I shouldn't be punished. And then he says, all right, I'll be punished, but it should wait for many sevens. According to what he's saying, he shouldn't be punished at all. We also have to understand Pshat in the Pasuk. First he says, Adan Sila, and then he says, Neshe Lemach, Adan Sila and Neshe Lemach. So what do you have to repeat it for? And then in Adan Sila, it says, Shaman Koli. He says, listen to my call. And then Vaiter, Baneshe Lemach, he says, Hazenem Rasi, Mimer. First call, then Mimer. In my time as a ish talo bepitzo, the yelled bechaburasa. He says the lashon of the pasuk is ki ish harakti lepitzi. Have I killed a man with my wound? And then a yelled lechaburasi. So why ish relate to petza? And yell at the chabura. Today they call it chabura. It's gevaldik. They have a chabura learning Arachayim HaKadosh. They have a chabura in the Ketzos, in the Chas Chinuch, in the Shev Shmaitza, in the Shari Yosha. That's a great chaburas. But this is a wound. So why is the wound? That wound relate to the yelled. And also we're not just talking about a wound. We're mamish talking about a murder. It's not just a petza and a chabura, it's much more. The issue is not the petza and the chabura. The issue is that he killed. So these are all things shetzaricha la'amod aleihem v'la'avin. Az nira kach, yadua ma shekatvu achronim בעניין מסעסק, שהכוונה היא שאין המייסה מתייחס אליו. בעניין זה מפורש כאן ברשי, שהרי שהיה מתעסק בין כלפי קין, שכוסוב הוא בהם ונמצא אודם הוא, ובין כלפי טובל קין, דובלי נשגב עם לספק כף ונמצא הורק, שעל זה הרי אמר שאין זה פציב וחוברוסי. Like Rashi says, that he was blind, and Tuval Kain would lead him, and he saw Kain, he thought he was a behemoth, so he told his father to shoot him with a bow and arrow, and that's what he did. And then he realized that he'd killed his forebear, and then he accidentally killed his son. So he's misasik, he didn't mean to do it. So the maaser shouldn't be misyachis to him. He had no intention at all of doing what he did. When he killed Cain, it's because he thought it was an animal. When he killed his son, he was just slapping his hands together. He didn't realize that his son was going to get the zets. It's not my pets, it's not my chabura, I'm a misasek. Amdanis didn't start with Reb Chaim Brisker. Amdanis already we have by Lemech. He was saying, since I'm misasek, since I didn't mean to do this action, I meant to do a completely different action. I meant to kill an animal, not a person. I meant to slap my hands together, not to crush my kid. Ibazoi, I'm a sasek, and therefore I'm not guilty. אלא שכל זה ביחס לציוויים ואיסורים שנצטווה על זה אדם. So he's saying, this isn't my petza, this isn't my chabura, because I'm a misasek. The whole wound didn't come from me. So that all relates to the tzivuyim and isurim on which Adam was commanded. Because what's an Adam? An Adam, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chavav, Adam b'shvur, that he has his das. He doesn't have das, he's not an Adam. Somebody else did it. But when he does it to his friend, we pass in Adam Muad Laolam. Unless some sheet is hold, if he's on his gummo, we discussed this in the past, maybe he's off the hook. But normally speaking, he's guilty. When you harm somebody else, you have to bear guilt for that. Mishum she'ein adin machmas hatzharo meniyah l'machmas ma shebefol nasa l'chaver al yada. It's not because of his maisa, but because he harmed his friend. And sof he harmed his friend. So this whole taina of, oh, it's not my fault, doesn't matter your fault or not your fault. The only thing that matters is that you harmed your friend. In the Kli Yokol, the Pasuk Tes, he writes on Amiras Kain, Lo Yadati Hashem Erochi Anoichi. Where's your brother? I don't know. Am I my brother's guardian? What does he mean? Kain doesn't know that God knows. Or he brought a carbon to Hashem. So the Kli Yokol explains that Lo Yadati is talking about the Isser Hariga. I didn't know it was an Issa Riga to kill my brother. I'm not my friend's bodyguard that he shouldn't be killed. I didn't know there was an Issa Riga. And on that, Hashem answered. And to that taina that he doesn't know that it's us, or Hashem said it's Menam Muskalos. Everybody understands that Ritzich is wrong. Even if you weren't commanded, it might see a word. One of the Shevim misses B'nai Noach. Shofich dam adam, adam dam ei shofich was said to Noach, but it's pashut that already Adam Rishon was with Stave. Like we see in the Rambam, Malachim, at the beginning of the ninth parak, and the Sugis of the seventh parak of Sanhedrin. Sharei bebalua isha esreyeyu, tishara adam eshmam. Man swallows up his friend. The earth is going to be barren, desolate. So Mimela, Pasha, that you can't kill somebody. And there's even more than that, that we see a special inyan in Ritzicha, that there's a din of galus, of goyel adam. But he just said, as a man swallows up his friend, the earth is going to remain desolate. I think I translated it. That's the Kli Yokol. So moreover, that we see the special inyan in Ritzicha, that there's a din of galus and goyel adam. We don't have any other averus. Because Ritzicha is an Inyan L'chaveru. We discussed this, and Rabbeinu discusses this in the Sefer Bir Miriam, and the Rambam, and the Yad Melech, and other Achrayim. That the Nirtzach is the Toiveya. It's Meduyak Ma'od in the Gemara. That the Nirtzach is the Toiveya. And since once he dies, he can't be Toiveya as Dam anymore. So the Gaol Hadam is the Toiveya. And there's also a chiyuv b'shoigeg, because Adam Muad La'olam. It's Memela Pasha, that even without a tzibui and azhara, there's an iser. Because if it's l'chaveiro, it's menamuskalos, like the Kli Yokol says. And this is Mefurish in Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Chof Beis. It's Kansu v'em chayvof l'tvo Adam Mishal Hevel. Amar loy kedinan shel ratzchan dino shel kain. Kain harag. V'lo haya lo mimi lomayt. Mikan ve'elach kol horeg kain yihareg. The animals got together to be Tovea, the dam of Hevel, and Hashem said, anybody who kills Cain is going to be killed, because Cain had nobody to learn from, that you get killed for killing. But from here on in, Kol Hare Cain Yaharek. But from here on in, anybody who kills Cain is going to be killed. Even without a specific tzivui, that they should learn from Cain that it's the wrong thing to do. And Cain was punished. And from here on in, anybody's going to be punished with death. Because they have to understand on their own, this is a mitzvah sichlis, that you're not allowed to kill. And in the Torah Shlem and Os Kuf, he brings in the Medrash, that Cain lo shama parshas Rotzchem, he just, since he didn't hear the parsha of Rotzchem in the Torah, so he only gets galus, no v'natia baretz. So he gets galus because he's a rotzeach. So the fact that he wasn't commanded, that's not enough. He's still going to get punished. He's still going to get galus because he's supposed to have understood it on his own. He didn't hear the parish of Rotzchem, so he doesn't get killed. But he gets galus because he's considered shogeg, and even in the absence of an explicit command, that's hard to understand, according to the sources we said before, it's one of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. But I'll call upon him, there is a din galus of rotzeach. So you can't say, oh, I wasn't commanded. It doesn't matter whether you're commanded, you can't hurt somebody else. So even if you're not getting death, there has to be some sort of galus. That's the Navana Tia Baretz. You're going to walk around the earth. You're going to wander around the earth. That's the Gullus. Now it would appear that Lamech's wives refused to engage in Tashmish with him because of the Hariga of Kain and Tuval Kain. Mizrahi explains that they were Choshesh, that Hashem is going to punish him and kill the children. And they don't want to give birth to children. We're going to die. However, we can say that it's also as a revenge, because they killed, because he killed their antecedent, their predecessor, their forebear, because he killed Cain, and because he killed Tuval Cain, so that was their revenge. So it's together Nikmas Goel Adam. Even if he was Shogeg, and he was Shogeg, and that's why I said before, I said, ah, but what does it help that he didn't know he was only a but there's still one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. The answer is, like we said before, that he was only B'shogeg. When it comes to Lemech, when it comes to Cain, Cain was tak amazed. Maybe Cain should have gotten it worse. But right now we're trying to understand Lemech. Lemech was Shogeg. So what they were doing was, they were taking the Nikmas Goel Adam. Sometimes you take nekama by killing the person. They were taking nekama by denying him tashmish. Since he did what he did, since he killed, they said, this is our revenge, because you killed a child and our great-grandfather, Harav Reb Kain. So on these two tainas, lemech, in other words, the two tainas of one is a chashash that Hashem is going to kill the child as a punishment to lemech, and the other is that it's nekama of kol adam. So lemech answered that if it's mitzad the aver and the onesh shamayim, and that he says that it's not lepitzi and it's not lechaburasi. It's not misyaches to him. It's not his wound. Because he was shogeg. He didn't mean he was misasek. He didn't mean it. And that's why he said a lashon of petza and chabur, not harika. Because the yisur is on the maisa. You know how to do a maisa to give someone a petza if someone's going to die from that petza. And he said, I didn't do a maisa of doing a petza. The whole maisa doesn't relate to me. This maisa of the petza, of causing the wound, wasn't me. Klapei maisa ha'isser, making the petza, that's the maisa isser, the outcome is that the person died. But the maisa isser is the petza and the chabur. He said, it's not mine, it's not the pishi. I'm a sasek. I am. What about the gather the shogeg of nekama? Then they're taking revenge because he killed the shogeg. He killed their relative, and they wanted to take revenge by separating from him. It's an old wife's trick. She wants to get back at her husband. She gets it where it hurts. She gets him where it hurts. She doesn't. She refuses to come be intimate with him. So vis-a-vis that, he says. And vis-a-vis that, there's no tour of shogeg and misasek. Adam uod la'olam. Because sof, the person was killed. So it's not klape your maisa iser, klape his maisa iser. He said, hey, it's not my petza, it's not my chabur, I didn't mean it, so it doesn't relate to me. Okay, but sof, someone was harmed, so therefore there should be vengeance over here. So the answer is, Sanidla lo zain doris. That's what it means about Cain. It says a lashon of yukam. Yukam is a lashon of nekama. So what's the lashon of the pasuk? Lashon of the pasuk is. Kishivasayim yukam kain. If kain is avenged sevenfold, then me 77-fold. So if kain, who was mazed, he got it pushed off for 7 generations. So me, I'm shogeg, I should get it pushed off for much more. Many sevens. So therefore, you shouldn't take revenge against me. You're angry at me, I did a maisa iser, I killed. And you're worried God's going to punish me for that? It's not my maisa iser at all. I didn't mean it. I was misasek. And you want to take revenge against me because I killed your relative? Don't take revenge against me. If Cain was pushed off 7 generations, and he was mazed, mine should be pushed off a lot more. If his nekama, if the Torah says a lashon of nekama, his nekama was 7 generations, you guys want to take nekama against me, you ladies? Wait many 7 generations. Wait many, many generations, but not now. They wanted to take revenge. He's saying, don't take revenge against me. Like the revenge of the Kol Adam. Because if Cain was pushed off for 7 generations, I should be for many, many more. There's no room for your vengeance over here. So now we understand what we asked at the beginning. We asked about the lashon of Shman Koli Hazena Emrasi. Yomer lemech lenashav ada v'tzila shemaan koli. Neshe lemech ha'ezena imrosi. Ha'ezena is lashon ha'zana, is something close. Shmia is far. Like Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hazinu Hashemayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu is closer to Shemayim. Lashon of Hazinu. And Tishmaretz, he's further from the Yaretz. Yishayahu says, Shimu Shemayim, because he's further from Shemayim. Vahazini Yaretz, he's closer to the Yaretz. Ayin Shem B'Torah Tumima. So we said, one inyan is mitzad onshei shemayim, that God's going to punish the children. So that's not a direct issue between he and his wives. That's vis-a-vis Hashem's punishment. And the Ikar Divur is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's far away, but they should also listen. And through this they'll know that I don't deserve a punishment. The other issue is between him and them, because they're the Goalei Adam, they're the ones taking revenge. And therefore, probably the first inyan, he said Shemana, because he's talking to Shemayim, which is far away. So he says, Ada v'tzila Sheman Koli, listen to my voice that I'm speaking to Shemayim far away. That I shouldn't be punished because I'm a sasek. And he said, Koli, because I'm not speaking to you. Just listen to my voice. I'm not talking to you. And if you have nothing to worry about Hashem punishing me. But then he said, Neshe lemech, hazena emrasi. Now he's talking to them. Hazena is closer. Like the ear, like speaking into someone's ear. Speak to someone's ear, you're close. That's the Hazena, Milashan Ozen. So now he's close to them, he's talking to them. So now I'm speaking to you, Hazena Imrasi. Now I have this Amira to you. And there from the Resha, for he says, Ada Vitzila. Because Klape Mises Habanim. They're being Poresh, his wives are separating from him. Not because they are his and his wives, but rather because of themselves. They're worried about their children. That's why they separated from him. So he says, Ada and Sila. He says their names because it's not about them being his wives. It's about them worrying about themselves. Their children, they don't want their children to die. When Shane came in the Seifa, then he says, Neshe Lemech, Ada Vitzila, Sheman Koli, Neshe Lemech, Hazena Imrasi. And in the Seifa, he says, Neshe Lemech. Now he relates them as his wives. Ah! Because they're taking direct Nekama against him. And the first in the Resha, it's not about him. They just are worried about their own children, so he uses their names. And in the Sefer, it's talking about them taking a revenge against him as their wives. Because they have an obligation as wives to be intimate with him. They're not fulfilling that obligation. He says, you're taking revenge against me, but you're my wives. It's an akama yeshira b'mashach haivot mitzad nashav. It's not that they're worried about their children. That they want to take revenge. Their wives who are obligated in Tashmish, and they don't want to fulfill their obligation. So therefore he relates to them as his wives. And the Amir is he's talking to them as his wives. It's Mamish Kevaldik. How in the Resha he says their names because they separated because of the Chashash Hariga, that Hashem's going to kill their children. It's not revenge against him as their wives. It's they're just worried about their children. He can relate to them as people, not as his wives. And then weiter, he says, now I'm speaking to you. You have an obligation as my wives to be with me, and you're not because you want to take revenge. Don't do that. It's not, my punishment, I don't deserve to be punished right now. Cain's punishment was pushed off 7 generations. Mine should be pushed off for many sevens. Pile plus. And according to this, it would appear that he said Petza klape Kain and Chabur klape Tuval Kain. Because we have to understand. How did Chazal know that Tuval Kain showed him Kain? And he was blind. Because it's a very remote possibility that a blind person should get Bidiyuk. Kain was far away and that he should hit him with the arrow. So it would appear that Chazal were medayik from the lashon of petza and chabura. Petza is mashma more than a chabura. Look here in the Malbim. In other words, even though both of them were killed, nevertheless, it's more of a pegiya from Kain than Tuval Kain, because it says the lashon of ish lepitzi v'yela lechaburasi. Petza is worse than a chabura, so the ish is Kain, and the Yeled is Tuval Kain. So even though, as far as the event goes, L'chore, he's more honest with Kain than he is with Tuval Kain. Because Kain was far away. Chazal say he was far away. And Tuval Kain was right there. So it seems he's more honest with Kain than with Tuval Kain. Because Cain was so far away and he shot the arrow, what are the odds? But that's all because Tuval Cain caused the whole thing. Because Lamech was blind. And Tuval Cain's thought that he was a behemoth, and it turns out that it was Cain. So it's not considered that what he did to Tuval Cain was so bad. And that's why by Tuval Cain, Yed L'Chaburasi, it's only a Chabura. But by Cain, it's worse. Why is Tuval Cain not considered so terrible? Not considered so terrible because it was his fault. It was Tuval Kain's fault in the first place. So it's not considered that that what Lamech did to Tuval Kain was so bad compared to what he did to Kain. Because Tuval Kain caused the whole problem in the first place. That's how Chazal were medayik this whole story, Lashon Petz and Chabura. What he did to Kain was worse than what he did to Tuval Kain. Petz is worse than the Chabura. How do they know what he did to Tuval Kain was worse than what he did, or what the Kain was worse than what he did to Tuval Kain? Because L'chora was all Tuval Kain's fault. How would it be Tuval Kain's fault? The answer is because he was the one who caused him to kill Kain. He was the one who caused Lamech to kill Kain. And therefore it says, Ish Lepitzi, the Petza, which is the worst, is to the man, is to Kain. And Yel L'chaburasi, but Tuval Kain is only a Chabur. It's not as bad that he killed Tuval Kain, because it was all Tuval Kain's fault. So that explains all the lashonas of the psukim, Amish Pile Plos. And it's actually Lahejin the Medrash Tanchuma. Ayin Shem the Medrash Tanchuma, Kevin Shabo the Bayas Amal Nashav Alu Lamita. So they came home, and he says to his wives, let's go to bed. And they said to him, no. You killed Cain, our forebear. Rakdes kain's kenenu, the tuval kain benenu. and our son Tubal Cain, and our forebearer Cain, which lo na'al, we're not going into bed. Amalu kvar notal Cain chelko zayin doiris. Cain took his chelik 7 generations of Avoni Shivim v'Shiva. Me, it should be 77, not 7. Many sevens. Amalu lo amulei lo nishma lecha manu miyalus lemolidus lemeir. What we're gonna. We're going to give birth to children who are going to be cursed. Let's go to the basin. And then he makes it tiny that it's not his bad. That I kill somebody, lepitzi, v'yad l'chaburasi. So the Medrash is makd in the pasuk of the 7 and 77 of the Kishivasayim Yukam Kaim Belemech Shivim Vishiva to the Pasuk of Ish Lepitzi Yivel Lechaburasi. So this is like we said, that originally the Nidon is Klapei Nekamadit Hu. They're Nekama. They wanted to take Nekama against him. And not klape the onish of Hashem. In other words, they're taking nekama because it's they're like the Golei Adam. Since they're like the Golei Adam, they're saying we're not going to sleep with you because you did this terrible act. And that Cain said no. Not pitom. Cain, and that Lemech answered. Cain wasn't punished for 7 generations. His nekama was only 7 generations, so my nekama should be many sevens. He was mazed. I'm only shogeg. So my nekama should be pushed off. What are you taking nekama against me for? And then they said, "Yeah, but we're yoldos lemeira. We're going to give birth for a curse. Notice that's the onus of Hashem that our children are going to die." Let's go to the Beis Din, which is not our issue, it's an onus of Shemayim. That the Beis Din is Koveya. And then he answers, that I kill v'chi ish harakti l'pitzi v'yad l'chaburasi. Did I do something so terrible? Is it mine? It's not my mice? I'm completely misasik. In Onshe Shemaim, there should be no punishment. So on their time of Nekama, what did he tell them? He said to them, look at Cain. Shiva Yukam Kain only you told Nakama 7 generations. So I should be 70, so I should be many sevens. Oh, and then you want to get me because Dine Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish and kill your child. I'm not responsible. I'm honest. You want to say that you have a taina on me because other mu'ed lomun you have to pokeh chaveiro, and therefore my chaver has a taina just like the nirtzach. The nirtzach could be tovei adamo, and since he can't do it, so somebody does it in his stead. His relatives do it, so that's what you want to do. So as far as that goes, listen, Cain only took 7 generations for Cain to get it. So you want to take revenge? Wait, many 7 generations, many sevens. That's as far as you're in a nekama that you want to take from me. And you were worrying about Onshe Shemayim, so as far as Onshe Shemayim goes. So it's not my Maisa v'chla. And the nekama, you want to say, even if it's not my Maisa, but still, I'm shogeg, I'm not guilty, but other mu'ed la'olam. Because you hurt your friend. So my answer to that is, okay, wait many 7 generations. So it's exactly like our Mahalach, that there are 2 tainas here. One is the Nikmas Gol Adam, And that's even though it's shogeg, and that he wants to get off the hook by saying you have to wait many generations, like for Cain. And their other taina is that ben an lamakom, he killed. So he says v'chiyelad harakti lepitzi v'ish lepitzi v'yelad chaburasi. I wasn't. It's not my maisa. I'm shogeg. So that's an incredible mahalach in this parasha, and there's so much more to say. So it's Hashem will hopefully revisit this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.